Koyas Hanor, the ground of the river itself. Shematziam by Kesed Azov, they take out of there the gold and silver. Cain, Pirush, Rabbeinu Chananu. V'yesh Mefarshim Madogim. Some say it means the bed of the ground of the water there, that fish are there. Kiss, I sold you two parts. I'm selling you like the bank of the river, the side of the river where there's a sandy ground. And I also meant to sell you part of the river itself. The guy's a rich guy, the guy owned the river. The guy owned the river and he owned the side of the river also. So I want to sell you now some property under the water itself and some on the side of the bank. So therefore the locher is, Hechzik Bechusav, let's say now you're the same person. Goes to make a chazokah on the side property, the sandy property, like Kana Metzula. In that chazokah, it's not included the ground underneath the river. They exist like two different grounds that have two different purposes. One is to store like the water where you get out the gold, the silver, the fish, and one is just time to have for the sand. Hechzik Metzula, you make a chazokah in the ground under the water itself, like Kana Chusav, you're not carrying the other side. They're like considered like two separate parts, and you have to make two separate chazokahs. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. We know I've all my Shmuel. Shmuel says Shmuel Shiter is Mocha lo yesa sodois piyesa medinois. If Reuven, it's rich Reuven, owns 10 different fields in 10 different cities, and he sells all 10 of them to one person, to Shimon, so kivon shechzik biyachas mehen. As soon as Shimon makes a chazok in L.A. in one property, he doesn't. It's kind of kulam. He's automatically kind of all over the United States. He doesn't have to go to every state to make a chazok there. As long as he made a chazok in one place, in one field, that chazok helps for all 10 fields. So and that's Shmuel, so according to Stephen Shmuel. How can me Shmuel says, like, you make a chazok on the Metzula, you're not kaino the chusis. So Mar says, yes, there's a big difference. I'll tell you. Over there, the raw land. You do the same thing with the land. So land is all called attached. Like, since everything is land, like ground, is all throughout the whole world, it's attached. So therefore, even though there's 10 different lands are spread out over the whole United States, so what? Lemaisa, it's all land, sadna diar yechadu. Therefore, chazok in one field helps for them all. And also, v'kula chatash mishtu. It's all being used for one purpose. It's all land that whatever you do, you plow, you use it. Avlocha, but over here, haitash mishtu l'chud, v'haitash mishtu l'chud. Here, each one has a special purpose for it. One is just sandy, and one is that you have the bed of water there that you use to get out the gold, the silver, to get out the fish. But since it has two different purposes, therefore it's considered like two different chazokas, two different karkois, and you have to make a chazokah in both of them. Chazokah in one does not help with the other one. The Ikar Yarmi sums it like this. Omar Rava, that Rava said, Omar Rav Nachman, Hechzik v'chusis, kona metzula. No, the verse is the opposite. You make a chazok on the chus on the sandy property, you are coin up the property under the water. The more is so, pshita, what are you telling me? So Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said that mocha lo yesa sodis, if you sell somebody 10 fields and you make a chazok on one of them, you coin up all 10. So pshita here also, make a chazok on one helps for the other. The more says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say that hosamu de sadna di ayachadu. Over there with 10 different fields, but they all have the same purpose. Therefore, if you make a chazok on one, it helps for all 10 of them. But over here, haitash mishtu l'chud, v'haitash mishtu l'chud. Over there, each property has its own usage. One is just plain sand, and the other one is a usage of good material there. You make something out of it, you get gold, serious gold you get out of it, or fish there. So since the user of the lands for two different purposes, maybe a chazok on one does not help for the other one. That's the kamash one, yes. And the chazok of one still helps for the other. That's going to the second lashon. The Maaseh we passed in like the second lashon. And the chazok here still helps. But another mission says, Hamoicher Beis Chabad, if somebody sells the Beis Chabad at the olive press, the Rambam says, Beis Chabad, boy, v'yoysa bayis, the kashm is bad, the vada yosu yeh, so mocher es hayam. He also sells the yam also. As the Rosh Bamas explained, what is the yam? Doesn't mean the ocean here. Rama Forrest, I know bad atzmai. That's the press itself. And not only, but you meant to sell is the room of the press. So here's not only the room of the press, but you also mean to sell the olive press also. First, we also. Yeah. So therefore, mocher es hayam, v'yas hamamo, v'yas hamsulay. So these are all parts of the, Yamamul Absulus and Moraphora Shakruna. These things are Mokru, but they're also parts of the press. They're also included in the sales. Avuloy Mocher es Ivrim. But you did not mean to sell the Ivrim, the Esagalga, the Esakura. These things are things that are immovable. They're not called part of the house, like you did not mean to sell it. You said, I'm selling you the Beis Habad. The Beis Habad means the house, the things that are stationary there. The things that you move around is not included. The Ram says, Ivrim, Begago, Bekoro, Metalton, and Umura Forish Kulu. The Mor explains exactly what these things are. The boards, the wheel, these things are movable. Therefore, they're not called part of the Beis Habad. It's not included in the sale. All right, turn over.
Yeah, now again, the Mishnah says though, "Uvizman shomaloi hu v'chomasha b'teichai." When he says, "Listen, I'm selling you the Beis Habad and everything inside it," then avad the svaris are kula mechurin. All of it is considered part of the sale. Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer says, "Hamoicha Beis Habad." If you sell, you should know the house of the olive press. So then, mocheres akira, the beans, that's for sure included in the sale. Because he holds like the ikar of an olive press is this beam that presses down on the olives. So even though it's something that's metaltel, still it's included in the sale. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah that when it says again, the Mishnah says, Amircha beis habad mochares hayam, what does the yam mean? So Gemara says, yam, that's tufcha. Tufcha, Rashbam says, he arevis like a basin that you collect the juice of the olives, that you collect the oil inside it. That's the yam. Mammal, what's the mammal? Omer Rababa ba mammal, mefachoso. That's a mefachoso. That's a crusher. That's something used like a stone to crush down on the olives. That's also included in the sale. Besulais, what does it mean? The besulais, Omer Rab Yechanon, kolunsois, sheleris. These are like poles of cedar. Shemamidin behenasakara. That these poles are the ones that hold up these like posts. That holds up the beam that presses down on the olives. Avirin, that's a kivshi. Avirin, that's all type of planks that you use also for crushing down on the olives. Galgal, that's chumrito. That's the wheel like you use to, the Rashbam says, to higher or else to lower the kura. To lower the beam uses galgal. So all these things are included in the sale of the Beis Habad. Kaira, that's Kaira. Kaira, that means the beam itself that you use to press down on the olives. Torah Rabbanu, learn like this. Ha-moicha Beis Habad. If somebody sells the olive press, the house, mocher es nesorim, he for sure also means to sell the planks there. V'yes ha-yikovim, and also the yikovim, that's the tanks, like where he stores the olives. V'yes ha-mafachos, that's the crushers, the yeser rechayim, and that's the millstones, hatachtonis, the bottom ones. Avoloi ha'elyoina, not the top ones. The top part of the millstone, that it does not include. Obizman shomla, but the time when he says, hu v'choma shebetechoi, I'll sell you the Beis Habad and everything inside it, harekulu mechuru, they're all included. But the benkach, l'benkach, even though he says, choma shebetechoi, loy mocho loye so avirim, he does not mean to sell not the Yavirim, V'loya Sasakin, V'loya Samatsufim. These things are still not included. Now, Havirim, that's like the things you use to stir up the olives with. V'loya Sasakin, not the sacks. V'loya Samatsufim, that's also a type of leather bags. These things are not included. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says again at the end of the Mishnah, that Ha'moicha Beis Habad, Mocheres HaKura. You also mean to include the Kura. Why? The beam, Shela Nikra Beis Habad, Elo Al Shum Kaira. He holds the main part of the Beis Habad of the olive press is this big beam, the beam you use like to put on top of the olives to press it down. So that for sure is included in the sale. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, the Samach Zainam Abeis. Yeah, the second mission. The mission is like this. Ha-moicheres ha-merchet. Somebody sells you a merchet, it's a bathhouse. So, Minastam is loy-moicheres ha-nesorim. He does not mean to sell the planks, the pieces of wood that you have on the floor that people stand on when they go in the bath.
or else v'yes ha'svolim, you did not mean to include the benches, v'yes ha'blonoyis, the blonoyis, somehow the v'loinoyis, those are things that hang in the Beis HaMerchus. Those things are not included in the sale. But v'zman shom aloi hi, v'chol ma'ashe b'toichoi, if you speak out clearly, I'm selling you the merchat with everything inside it, then the locker is harei kula mechurin. Then everything is included in the sale. Harei kula mechurin. But benkach u benkach, in both cases, even if you say you're selling everything, still loy mocha loya sa megura shomayim, you do not mean to sell the meguras of water. That's mistan, the storage of water that he has to use for the Beis HaMerchus, that's not included in the sale. That's not called part of the Beis HaMerchus. Rashi says, Brecha, Rashbam, Brecha smayim sheshoychoy smayim lemerchus. That's the pools of water that you pull, you spill into the Beis HaMerchus. That's not included.
Yeah.
The loyas oitzroy shalaitzim. And also it's not included, it's not the woodhouse. The place where you store the wood, that's also not included in the sale. That's not called part of the Beis HaMerchus itself. That's like the fuel, it's the wood you bring in. But it's not the wood in the Beis HaMerchus now. You have a side house that you store the wood in. So the storage for the wood, that's not included in the sale. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbah, look like this. That HaMoicher Es HaMerchatz, if somebody sells the Merchatz, so Locher is Mocher Es Beis HaNesorim, you also sell the Beis HaNesorim. That's a special room where you store the planks, where you store the boards itself. Like Bam says, Bayis, Shemachnisim boy hanesorim liyachar rechitza. Like after people use the bathhouse, they stood on these boards, they put the boards away. So you also mean to include in the sale that closet that you store the boards in. Is machras beis hanesorim v'yes beis haikimin. You also sell in the beis haikimin. So Rashbam says, set these proportion chedesh shematnien boy hagigis shemashim boy mayim. Some say that's the storage where you store the barrels of water, the barrels. When you hear it, Rashbam doesn't like that. They're talking about the sefta. So some learn here, that means suder shamatvim ben roshin. Like a towel that you wrap around your head. It's so hot in the merchah, it's the shvitz, you put a towel around your face. These are all like closets inside the Beis HaMerchus. So these things are also included in the cell of the Beis HaMerchus. V'yes Beis HaSvolim, the storage, the closet, where you store the HaSvolim, the stools, the chairs. V'yes Beis HaVilois, and the closet that you store there, the Vilois, the hangings, the curtains you hang in the Beis HaMerchus, all this is included. But here, as I said, the price is mashmo, Avilois Nesor Matzmon. But you do not mean to sell the planks itself. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, HaMoichas HaMerchatz, no, forget, it's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, HaMoichas HaMerchatz says, Loi Mochras HaNesorim. It's Minastam, you do not sell the Nesorim. Forget, it's like the Mishnah. No, it's true, the Mishnah says, you do not sell the planks itself, but the Brice is adding, the base HaNesorim, the closet where you store it, that is included in the sale. Just the Nesorim is not. For Lo Yikim Atzmon. And not the Yikimim, not the towels, not the Yikimim again was the, where you store there the towels, but not the towels themselves, that's not included. For Lo Yisvolim Atzman, and not the stools themselves is also not included. Thomas like our Mishnah. For Lo Yisvolim Atzman, and not the hangings, the curtains, those are not included in the sale. But Uvisman Shom Alohi. But if you speak out clearly when I'm selling you this Beis HaMerchus, I say clearly I'm